going to move on to the unfinished business. Under the unfinished business, we have ordinance 2026-01, supplemental budget. An ordinance of the Petersburg Borough adjusting the fiscal year 2026 budget for known changes. Third reading. If approved in three readings, the supplemental budget would make changes to the following funds. Transfer $300,000 from the fiscal year 2025 general fund surplus to the Parks and Recreation Sewer Repair Capital Project. A memo from Director Payne regarding this is attached to the package. Transfer the remaining general fund fiscal year 2025 surplus of $131,365 to the assisted living facility fund that is operating at a deficit. Increase the Parks and Recreation Department maintenance budget by $5,000 to cover the unanticipated costs associated with the Aquatic Center electric panel breaker failure. Ordinance 2026-01 was unanimously approved in the first and second readings. Do I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2026-01?
I make a motion to approve Ordinance 2026-01 as written in its entirety.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. It's been moved by Member Newbin, second by Member Valentine. Discussion? Okay. Would the clerk please? Yes, you may.
Thank you, sir.
I'm sorry, I missed you.
You're all good. No, just briefly, I know it's the third reading and we've spoken about it a bunch. I just wanted to express my gratitude towards the Jody Tao in particular in the finance department that we had a surplus in there. So a catastrophic failure of the Parks and Rec sewer system was able to be covered without catastrophic financial consequences. So a thank you to the finance department for making this as smooth as it could have been. Thank you.
Okay, Member Mucci.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Regarding the $5,000 for the roof for the electrical panel, two questions. When will that work start? And has there also been thought given to that drain spout that is over that electrical panel? Has that been, I'm sure it has, but I just wanted to know what the conversation is.
Okay, so through the mayor. Not to correct you, but the $5,000 has nothing to do with the cover or drain spouts yet.
Okay.
It's for the breaker and the electrical, the help we needed to get that replaced out. We're working on estimates on the other pieces of this puzzle, and then we'll put those in this upcoming budget year, and then we'll have better numbers for you. Right now, we just don't know.
Okay. Thank you.
Other questions for the manager? Okay. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes. And that passes 7-0. Next item on the agenda is Ordinance 2026-02, an ordinance of the Petersburg Borough vacating a portion of the 7th Street right-of-way and authorizing conveyance of the vacated area to the borough be consolidated with adjacent block 275 to create a lot suitable for residential development. This is the second reading. If approved in three readings, Ordinance 2026-02 would allow the borough to combine the vacated portions of the right-of-way with Block 275 to form a single parcel for future housing. Block 275 to create a lot suitable for residential development. Do I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2026-02?
So moved. Second.
Okay. Been moved by Member Mucci, seconded by Member Valentine. Discussion there. Anybody from the... Okay, Member Martin.
In support of making a residential lot available, but I'm real interested in how we're going to sort out disposing of it in a way that gives us the greatest chance of it actually being developed into a housing unit. So I guess we'll have that conversation later.
I can speak to it. Assemblymember Martin, absolutely agree. One of the things we're talking about internally is what do we do with the 9 lots we're getting from Klingit and Haida up at the airport subdivision, as an example, and others that come up. We're starting on a list of things that we'd like to say. You have to, you can only buy one of these lots. You can't buy multiple. It can't be for speculate. We're working through that. At some point, we'll bring a list to the assembly before these lots are put up for sale and try to ask for any other input that we can get and come up with something that we can run by the attorney and make sure it's enforceable. And, you know, kind of like what Sig and Amber did with Skylark, where there's a lot of restrictions on that process. We want to make sure the borough is a good neighbor from that perspective and make sure these lots are going to be available for single family. So we're not there yet, but we're aware of it.
Thanks. And you'll be bringing that back to us once
yes,
it's
sir.
Approved. Yes. For another vote, yes. Other questions for the manager? Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
And that also is approved at 7-0. Moving on, Ordinance 2026-03, an ordinance amending to Petersburg Municipal Code Chapter 14.20 entitled Municipal Harbors to increase harbor fees. This is a second reading. If approved in three readings, Ordinance 2026-03 will increase harbor moorage and use fees effective March 1st, 2026. The proposed changes in the ordinance is part of this package, but it also includes, I think, some changes too in parking fees and a few other things too. With that, is there a motion to approve Ordinance 2026-03?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Member Stanton Gregor, seconded by Member Mucci. Discussion. Member Martin.
I really appreciated Anthony Tiber's testimony there. I'm going to still be voting for this, but I'd encourage everyone. I think these cost of living adjustments are just going to keep coming at us, and we got to get to it early if you want to suggest budget cuts in services, things like that. A different, some people wanted to take money out of reserves to cover this. Got to talk about that earlier in the process, I think, to try to get some traction, because the Harbor Board approved this pretty heartily. So anyway, I'm for it this round, but I'm sure open to the discussion next time.
Okay. Member Stan Gregor?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Briefly, I think Member Martin summarized that quite well. Also, as a year-round harbor user, no one likes paying more for services, but it is a service those who use it value greatly. So I will be voting yes today. Thank you.
Member Valentine.
Thank you. Just for clarification, kind of from what Mr. Assembly Martin was saying, was that when we have the public come in and, you know, we want them to bring, you know, if they have suggestions, you know, the second reading is a little hard to may actually change anything. So for the public, the best time would have been at the harbor meeting. Am I correct on that? I mean, because if we have three reads of this, right? So they get three opportunities, and mainly just that first opportunity to really actually make any suggestions, right? So if they really had the time, because I feel as though maybe the RR packet gets out to the public a little easy, like more widespread than the harbor would, for example. So I'm not sure if this is like Anthony's second time hearing it compared to what I'm trying to get at is like people want more time to be able to have input. When would they have been able to get in there? You know,
they could do it at the harbor board when that's up, or they could come forward if they have a proposal, you know, to make some changes or even change the amounts and so forth. They could come forward right now and make that proposal to us, but that would take a member like yourself in order to make that, you know,
make the actual change,
make that propose that change. Mm-hmm. Yes, but anybody could do that at, you know, as we go through the three readings, at any one of the three readings.
Right. Okay.
Through the mayor, if I may.
Go ahead. In.
So at any point, I know GLOW pretty well. If there were people that wanted to work with her and attend not even a budget meeting, but just a regular meeting where the topic was on there of services you're willing to talk about cutting, she'll consider it. If she hasn't before, she will now. And that goes for every department head. If people have ideas, go talk to the department head responsible for it. And that doesn't have to wait until a Harbor Board meeting or another meeting. That can happen at any time, and we take notes and go through that. What's really hard, is when it comes up at the last minute in the budget or last minute in the assembly, where it's hard for us to gather the information fast enough to help answer questions. But anyway, I mean, like I said, I know Glo really well. Talk to her, go to her, go to the meetings, and you have the benefit of the whole Harbor Board there to weigh in on what things could be cut or changed and what the impact of those things are, if need be. So
I just wanted the clarification for anybody out there that was, hey, there was time at the Harbor that if, the last meeting wasn't the first time this has been brought up, was basically what I'm trying to get at. Thank you.
Mr. Schwartz.
Well, I think Glo gets a lot of input, probably too much sometimes, because her door is open, just like you said. And Mr. Martin was on the Harbor Advisory Board for quite a while. The public sometimes doesn't feel like they get the information, and I don't know what kind of telepathic communications going on with the fishermen, but after that Harbor meeting that I went to, it didn't take a half hour before I started getting phone calls. And then within 2 days, it went down A float, B float, C float, D float, into the warehouses and all around. And I ended up with quite a bit of input on this one. I'll be voting yes. But it was discussed quite thoroughly, I think, at the Harbor Advisory meeting. But it's a good point. You have the first reading, and then enough information gets spread around, hopefully, then the second meeting you have public input. That's my 2 cents.
Member Nucci.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I had an opportunity to sit down with the Harbor Master last week, and we kind of went over stuff, and it helped me understand where the increases are and why they are and the budgets. You know, in 2022 is our 5% increase. I mean, I appreciate that. And I appreciate what Mr. Tiber had to say. Commercial fishermen in this town, they're getting squeezed. But he brought up a really good point is, he'd like to, see where we can cut services. Well, that's always the $1 million, maybe multi-million dollar question during the budget process is, okay, what are you willing to do without? And I don't get too many people coming before the assembly and say, yeah, you don't have to pick up my garbage, or the library can be closed, or the aquatic center to be closed. So cutting services is a very difficult in a small town where people are used to having access to most things. I think you heard a report about the solid waste contract coming up, and it wouldn't surprise me at all to see some changes to the recycling program. That's just the way things are. And I think the borough tries in most instances to, Gloria Ann does a great job of explaining what's going on, but I think it's important for the community to kind of follow up and either ask us questions or go sit down with Gloria Ann. Thank you.
Thank you. Other comments from questions from the assembly? Seeing none, would the clerk please call the roll?
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Okay. And that passes 7-0. Next item on there was proposed contract of sale of borough land to Title Network. This item requested by Member Mucci would schedule consideration of proposed sale of borough land to the Central Council of Tlingit Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska, DBA Title Network, for the assembly meeting of March 16, 2026. Do I have a motion to approve the removal change?
So moved.
I'll second it for the sake of discussion.
Okay. It's been moved by Member Mucci, seconded by Member Stanton Gregor. Discussion. Member Mucci.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Obviously, I put this on the agenda. Since October, and actually since August and September, when I was investigating whether or not I was interested in being on the assembly, I kind of reached out to folks and tried to find out what was important to them. And one of the folks I talked to was the Aaron Hankins about the fire hall issues. And we were talking about radios and communication, and he mentioned the cell tower. And I thought, oh, this is a good idea. I thought, I can get behind that. Then when I got elected, I went back and looked at the minutes from the planning and zoning and the assembly meeting, and there was very little discussion as we moved the talk of the Title Network contract forward. And over the last month and a half, or since October, it's been a constant topic of conversation in my life. And I just want to make sure that we don't rush into any decisions without most of the assembly there. In the September 2nd meeting for the assembly, four members of the assembly voted to move this issue forward to the manager for negotiation with title, and three of the members were excused and not there, and there was really no discussion about the issue. And I think the issue has grown legs, and there are issues that need to get addressed. And I think if we're not hurrying this discussion along, it'll give planning and zoning, it'll give the borough manager time to negotiate if we go that way later on. But I don't feel any rush to get this behind us. I think we've heard enough from the community that they want, I don't know if the word's transparent, but they want to make sure that some of their concerns are met. And some of their concerns are, legit. Some of them I don't always agree with, but I just don't want to push the process just to get it behind us. And that's why I have it on there. Thank you.
I understand, Gregor.
And I guess it would be an inquiry of detail for Member Mucci if he's able or willing. Why March 16th, just out of curiosity, as I'm trying to make my own decision on this?
Mr. Mayor? Yeah. That date isn't, I know several of assembly members will be in and out of town. Some will be available, some won't. And I want to make sure that the assembly has a chance to weigh in on an issue that seems to have some importance to a lot of community members. And I don't want the fact that we're not all here, and I know we're not always here all the time, but on an issue like this, I think it's important that we all have the opportunity to weigh in on it. Some of us, if we're traveling, might not be available for phone conversations, and just want to make sure that we have a open and transparent dialogue here.
Thank you, Member Mucci. May I proceed with my comment?
No? Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. Just a couple detailed data points. Member Mucci is correct. The 9/2/25 meeting had Mayor Jensen, Vice Mayor Marsh, Member Newman, and Member Schwartz voted unanimously. The October 6th meeting, Member Valentine had a brief discussion item regarding communications towers in Sitka. On the October 20th, 2025 meeting, we received testimony during unrelated to the agenda items. On the November 3rd meeting, we received testimony during the persons to be heard related, and we voted to decline a work session at that time. Bear with me with my accounting here. November 17th, we received audience testimony, and Member Mucci had a discussion item. 12-1, audience testimony and a discussion item. 1-5, audience discussion, or audience testimony and discussion. And January 20th, visitors' views related to the agenda and discussion item. And including today, that's 9 meetings worth of discussion on the topic. Time-wise, which is the equivalent of, it's 5 months of, exactly as of today. This has been a discussion topic for 5 months as of today, September 2nd to February 2nd. For data points, a yearly budget cycle is 6 weeks, where millions and millions of dollars are at stake, and we did over 6 weeks. Time-wise, I went and time-stamped it on the borough website. I tried to be conservative in my guessing. Just sitting here doing this part, we were over 4.5 hours during live assembly meetings discussing this topic. If we add in the work sessions, we're getting up to about 8 hours. Never mind our own personal time, like several of us members attended a Alaskans for Safe Tech meeting. We're going to set those aside. That's our personal hours. But for borough-related stuff, approximately 8 hours of it. Probably a little more, but I want to be conservative in it. And just as a data point, also, I didn't go further back than 5 years, but that's more than exceeds all 5 years of the last 5 years of budget discussions combined. So in terms of being thorough, I think we've been thorough. I admit I don't see any value in waiting till March 16th. I think Tidal Network and those who've come before us to testify deserve us to take action on this thing. And if this does not pass, I'll be asking it to go into the next meeting. Because I think we need to vote this up or down one way or the other. Again, because the amount of information we've been presented with is 5 months worth. In my time on the assembly, I don't remember an action item has gone half this long. And I do not begrudge the process. I'm glad and grateful for all who have either called to me personally or come before the assembly to testify. But I think it's incumbent upon us to do our jobs and not kick this down the can in another month. That'd be 6 months worth of discussion on a piece of land sale. I don't think that does anybody any service. I should check in with the manager. I may have spoken out of line. Do you need until March 16th to get a contract before us?
You're the mayor. The only thing holding me up is we have a meeting scheduled this evening. That I want to make sure I don't hear anything new that hasn't come up in all these other meetings between the assembly or the people testifying. Once that's done, the attorney and I can finalize the contract for the next meeting without any difficulty. But again, that's dependent upon, do we hear anything new or different?
Absolutely.
Tonight? And I want to make sure that's, you know, the folks who testified is great. You know, I've been keeping track of all those issues.
Excellent.
And we'll see what else, if anything different comes up tonight, and I also want to hear from Tidal as well. So anyway.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Based on that data, I'm not going to amend it. I'm just going to be voting no, and if it does fail, I'll put something on a different agenda too, so we can just take action on this. Thank you.
Member Schwartz?
No, I was at the September 2nd meeting. I'd been fishing all summer before that. That's the first time I'd heard about any of the towers, and it had to do with the fire hall land. And just like Member Mucci said, it was a radio tower to help with our first responders, possibly search and rescue. And I hadn't heard anything about Mill Road or Rory Road towers at that time. Aaron?
I do want to clarify that that was not its main purpose. It was simply something that was brought up by Tidal Network as a possibility to as a benefit to the first responder community, but it was definitely not its main purpose and a very quick talking point.
Yes. I don't know what to do with that, but I thought at the time, well, if it's going to help, all right. Didn't really have any information. So then I didn't get any information until October, and it was very brief. And then the end of October, here we go. So it might sound like 5 months, but in my mind, it was more like three, you know, November, December, now January. There's a lot of layers to this onion, and they keep getting, you know, pulled back and peeled back. When I got into the assembly seat, I thought, well, what's the best you can do? Well, try to make decisions based on the best information that you can get. And in the last 2 months, I've gotten a ton of information and better and better and better information all the time. And if we want to talk about personal time, it's been, well, we've had the assembly meetings. That's not personal time, but it's been meetings at the library. it's been planning and zoning meetings, it's been Zoom meetings, and awful lot of time looking at, well, read through the court case in Sitka, start looking at FCC, Telecommunications Act of 1996, really get into the weeds there. There's a lot to digest. So I think there's, I might be speaking out of line here, but I think they can get an extension, title can get an extension for several years. So it's not a rush, like they have to get it done by August 26th or whatever, or August 2026. This is one decision I don't want to be hasty with, so that's my two cents.
Any other assembly members? Mayor Martin.
One thing I'm curious about, the Planning Commission sort of starting on a zoning update, and some of the things in the draft that I saw, I think it was on the 23rd, would actually relate directly to this proposed tower at the by the fire hall. The half a mile was thrown around as half a mile from another tower. Some setbacks that don't look like they're possible with that little triangle. So I'm curious how that will all factor in. Should we let that process bear out and then kind of renegotiate based on that, or got any advice?
So I checked with the borough's attorney on what authority the borough has to grandfather or not grandfather things like ordinances. So, for example, if we pass an ordinance today on some other issue, we don't hold everybody necessarily to change everything. So we keep an eye on that. Her response was on the towers, if Tidal Network has started any part of the process, then we cannot go back and hold the ordinance against them. We can't say, okay, you got to move your tower or move your plans because the setbacks on a new ordinance are longer or shorter than what the other one was. So because Title's already started the negotiations with the borough, in fact, have gone through parts of this with P&Z, I don't think we can, any new ordinance passed is going to have any impact on what goes in this contract. I'll double check that with the attorney, but I don't believe that's to be true. We have to stick to how we've done business in the past. But if this makes any sense to you, I have a list of things that people have told me might be in the ordinance, and I'm talking to Title about those very same things. So setbacks from the building, we can't do quarter of a mile that people have talked about. That's not legal for us to do. Again, we're talking about the fire hall tower. It's 290 feet from the closest, you know, what I would say area that people would be concerned about, which is the daycare. That's probably greater than any setback that we would normally consider here in town. So I think we're probably good. We're talking about tower heights. I'm working with Scott to try to talk about some lights or beacons on top of the towers. And we can negotiate potentially adding those back to towers that are already built. But I don't know beyond that what the ordinance is going to consider. I haven't seen it yet. But again, if because Title's already started this process, we can't go back and make them responsible to follow an ordinance that is now just now being written. So, yeah.
That answer your question, Member Martin?
I guess for clarification, where are we? How am I supposed to know where they are in the process? I don't believe I've seen any of their process as a assembly member here.
Through the mayor. Actually, they've been working with P&Z. Had to go through a lot. Basically, just cut into that lot. The original lot is bigger. Title had to apply for the ability to cut that lot into a smaller piece that they only wanted, and they've done that already. And that's in the process of being getting ready. I think it's not come to the assembly yet or not, but the actual lot segregation has happened. What we're looking at now is a contract. Pars, they've started negotiations with us, and that's what I'm not sure if the lot consolidation piece or lot separation piece, how much that's going to bear into it. But again, I don't think anything in an ordinance is going to stop or is going to get in the way of that tower. I mean, you know, no one's been able to tell me something yet on the tower that would restrict them being able to do it. I mean, what have you heard, I guess, is maybe a bad way to say it.
Well, we do have a decision point at some point whether to approve the sale or not. So I guess what I'm hearing is it's all or nothing. So
no, well, through the mayor. No, actually not. I mean,
no.
Look, so the way the contract thing works, it comes before the assembly. Once, you know, we get an agreement with title, then it comes to the assembly, and the assembly can approve it, say no, or amend it. And you'll have that process to go through. So if there are issues related to this ordinance, I mean, we're kind of working two things at once, but if P&Z comes up with an ordinance and gets it approved by the attorney and it comes in front of the assembly, which I don't believe any of that's happened yet, those kind of changes potentially can be brought up with title as part of the negotiation process. So there's nothing that says we can't talk to them about it. It just says we can't necessarily force it on them. But again, the assembly will have three opportunities to read that, or you can say no, say yes, or amend it.
I would also add to that is that the assembly gave the manager the direction to do the negotiations.
Thank you for bringing that up. That's one of the challenges is I'm dealing with an assembly that clearly has different opinions on this, and you gave me the only official version is more than four of you voted to tell me what to do and go negotiate this contract. That's never changed.
Yeah. Can I speak? Or am I up?
Yeah.
I haven't been in a lot of negotiations, but I've been in a few. And one of the things that really helped was the option to be able to say no. It's the best alternative to a negotiated agreement. One of the first things you learn. It's like, nope.
And through the mayor, just to clarify, what you'd be saying no to is ratifying the sale of that property.
Right.
It has nothing to do with the tower. It has to do with you don't want to sell that land.
Well, that's why I got my first Camaro for $6,500 instead of $8,800.
There you go.
Mr. Mayor, I can briefly address the parliamentarian.
Yeah, just hold a minute.
Yes, sir.
I think Member Newman had a question.
This point of order, real quick, this applies directly from a parliamentary thing. Thank you, Member Newman. Is that all right, Member Lynn?
Okay,
thank you. Just as a reminder, the business at hand is the date that we're going to have this on the action item. And right now it is proposed for the March 16th meeting of 2026. That is we're discussing a date of potential sale, just to bring it back in a little bit.
Thank you. Member Newman.
Thank you, Mayor. I agree with the comments by Assembly Member Gregor regarding the topic that we're discussing. It kind of morphed into where are we and how do we proceed. This has already been delayed a significant amount of time, but I kind of don't want to move forward too quickly just for the sake of the fact that we haven't had the discussion with Title Network yet. We're having it later today, this evening. And so I could see some benefit of maybe, even though we can't, and we are working, we're doing our level best within our capabilities to draft an ordinance that will give us some level of control moving forward. But like the manager says, we can't enforce that upon this sale of the land at the fire hall. But I like what he said. Doesn't mean we can't talk to him about it. And then so in that regard, I almost wish that this item D of moving it to March 16th would be a question at maybe the next meeting. But then also I don't want to delay too much just for the sacrifice of one member being able to be present. I myself will not be here March 16th. So either way, if we're going to be missing somebody, but I do see the value of maybe asking this question after we have this meeting with title network.
Thank you. With that, Member Mucci.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I just think it's important that we understand how we move forward. I think planning and zoning is engaged in this process. I think we need to get the Economic Development Committee in this process. In some of the conversations I've had with assembly members in Wrangell and Economic Development Committee members in Wrangell, they're struggling with this issue as well. And I'm all for development as long as it's not impacting the local community. And I just want to make sure that we have looked at other areas that might have the infrastructure that, let's say, Title Network needs. And I want to make sure we've considered all the options. In my discussions with the Power and Light Superintendent, you know, a tower or a data center, either one of them can go where there's electrical infrastructure. So we have spots from Frederick Point to the hatchery that have electrical needs or electrical infrastructure. So I just want to make sure that we've looked at all that stuff. We've heard discussions from community members about, yeah, they think it's really important that cell towers are around the island so people out the road can access communication things. So I just want to make sure we're just not just saying, oh, yeah, I want this off my plate. I've heard enough from the community, and I'm just going to move forward with it. I just want to make sure that we've given it our full, all of our resources, and I want to make sure that the manager understands our concerns. Thank you.
Are there any other comments? Member Newman.
One thing I forgot to mention that hasn't come up yet, but and forgive me, Assembly Member Greger, if I'm speaking out of turn here, but you approached the, I don't even know what Molly Tabor does.
Oh, Molly with mapping.
Yeah.
GIS mapping expert.
GPS mapping.
GPS, thank you, sir.
Would you like to speak to that?
No, go right ahead. I'll chime in afterwards if it makes sense.
I'll do my best. So you talked to Ms. Tabor, and she the question that you brought to her was, if we don't put the tower at the fire hall, what are our options? And so when you reviewed the available lands that are on industrial or commercial one, commercial two designated zoning, and then did an overlay on the community, it became pretty apparent that the majority, almost all of those locations were in much closer proximity to residential areas than the proposed location at the fire hall. So it would appear that the location at the fire hall is actually probably the best choice and the least detrimental for proximity to residents.
Let me briefly respond to that.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, I was going to touch on that at a different meeting, but it does apply to this. Just for those listening at home, it's more of a data point. Yeah, that's why I want this. I think we owe it to the people who have been testifying and to Title and to the community to vote one way or another on this sooner than later. It's not about getting it off my plate as it felt like it was implied. I think we've done our due diligence. But if the borough, we decide, you know what, we don't want to do this, sell you this piece, cool, it's done. Title then, if they were so inclined, could purchase from a private owner. And Molly was very giving of her time. I'm like, what would be some other options for Title to purchase? I didn't want to zoom in on everyone, but I counted a minimum of 45 other properties they'd legally be able to purchase with zero discussion with the assembly, period. Zero control on our end. We can cross that bridge when we come to it, but I guess for it's the data point for those listening. If we do decide not to, cool, they can buy a different one and that's it, and use it because it's appropriately zoned and legal. So anyway, you nailed it on the head as a short answer, Member Newman.
Member Valentine.
Thank you. So as proposed for this, this is talking just about the land sale with the borough. Okay, this is not talking about the land swap opportunities or anything like that. This is just asking for the consideration of the sale of borough land to be moved to March 16th. Now, that said, I would like to hear tonight first if this is going to be as written today, I'm going to be voting no, because we are still going to be moving forward. It's going to be a six-week process from whenever we see it, because every 2 weeks is when we, or no, three-week process. Three readings, right? Yeah. So three-week process, then you go through this week, go through the next. It's still very, it's still a long time. Now, but again, this just deals with just the sale of the land. This is not the ordinance that's coming up. This is not anything else. So to wait for all assembly members to be here, clearly we're going to, no matter what, that's really hard to tell. I don't see a point in moving it to then start. I just think that if just purely off of just this, not all the other stuff we've been discussing, I would rather go with the natural flow of whatever's going to happen after this meeting, and the natural flow with the manager. Then the manager will bring it to us in a PDF come Wednesday when Becky sends it out, and then us on the assembly members can, and then everybody else can then go, whether it be next week when he gets time to do it, or it's the following week because he's actually busy doing something else, or vice versa, right? So we still got time, and as written, no. But if there is an amendment to maybe look at this to, for next week after this meeting, I'd consider it. Thank you.
Any other comments from assembly members? Okay. With that, I get a chance to weigh in on this. I'm kind of like Member Newman. I may not be here for that meeting anyhow. So I think it's, and first of all, I think it's inappropriate for one person, for us to delay it for because one person can't be here. I think it's time that we've heard a lot of things. We've had, I know four assembly members here have done all kinds of due diligence, asking the manager to do different things. We've talked to attorneys and so forth. If there would been a no-go or anything else that they'd have found, it would have been on the table already. It's time to move forward in that respect. Along with that, the manager and myself, but the manager particularly, has written down the comments over the weeks that we've talked to this. There's about three or four things in motion right now that are going to take a while to sort out, but they will start coming before March 16th. I'm sure of that. And including, you know, do you want some of the ideas, for instance, that were talked about today? Do you want a separate service area out there? Do you want more regulation and so forth? That's going to come before us. The manager also, and I'm with the manager, we need to hear what title has to say, and after that, it's time to make a decision, put it back before this board. No waiting. The last thing I'm going to say is I think it's absolutely, I've been on the assembly for quite a few years now, and I think it's, and there's been a number of times where I've even put action items on there, but I wasn't available to go through them or to defend them. And I think it's inappropriate for us as an assembly to actually have it delayed. I think there's six others, you know, five other or whatever's here needs to go forward with borough business, whatever that might be. And I think that particularly needs to stand. And with that, would the clerk please call the roll?
Member Schwartz?
No.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
No.
Member Valentine?
No.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Member Newman?
No.
Member Martin?
No.
Mayor Lynn?
No. And with that, it fails 6-1 with Member Mucci in favor. Moving on from that point to new business. Under new business, we have an ordinance amending the official zoning map for service area 1 of the Petersburg Borough to zone parcel A of Borough Tideland Industrial within the Marine Industrial Overlay Zone Subdistrict. This is the first reading. If adopted, this ordinance shall amend the service area zoning map to designate a borough-owned tideland parcel as industrial within the Marine Industrial Overlay. The Planning Commission report recommending approval of the rezone is attached to this agenda item. Do I have a motion to approve the rezone?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. I think it was Member Newman motioned, and Member Mucci, I think, was second on that one. Discussion. If there isn't any, I have a bunch of questions for Ms. Cabrera on this, but I related, I'd like to know some answers about what it does in terms of limiting options for the future. If it's, if that does it, make that zoning change. But I'll vote in favor of it this time, but I have a bunch of questions that I'd like to see be answered before I go with a yes and no on the second go round. Okay, Member Stan Greger.
Yeah, thank you, Member Mayor Lynn. Yeah, since this is the first reading, I will save my questions until the second one when we can get with Cabrera or the third, but I'll be voting yes today. Thank you.
Other comments? Would the clerk please call the roll?
Member Newman?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Greger?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yep.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Okay. That passes, the rezoning passes 7-0 on the first reading. Resolution 2026-02, a resolution authorizing special use permit for a portion of the Dolphin Street right-of-way. If approved, Resolution 2026-02 will approve Silver Bay Seafoods Southeast LLC application for a special use permit to use approximately 6,000 square feet of the Dolphin Street right-of-way for the purpose of loading container vans. The Planning Commission report recommends approval of the special use permit, and their recommendation is attached. With that, do I have a motion to approve Resolution 2026-02?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Been moved by Member Mucci, second by Member Valentine. Discussion. Okay. Member Mucci.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just for the folks at home, this is the down the parking lot from where the vans are parked and it's just a special use permit for that space. Is that correct? Just for the folks at home who might not read the agenda. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Would the clerk please call the roll?
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Greger?
Yes.
Okay. The approval of for the special use permit on the Dolphin Street right-of-way passes 7-0. Moving on, the Finance Director Tal has put on the agenda, would like to have us to select a date to have a budget work session. And she's proposing the first reading of the budget is scheduled for May 4th, the assembly meeting, and the following dates have been proposed for the budget work session. She's proposing the 28th, 29th, or 30th at noon. Is there a preference, and would somebody like to make a motion for a date or just have a discussion on it?
I would, Mr. Mayor, I would propose we set that for April 29th at noon. For no particular reason.
Anybody disagree there? Are we okay?
I'll second that.
All right. Any other? Okay. So I'll just do a voice call. Everybody in favor of having April 29th at noon? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. April 29th at noon, you can put on the agenda there.